Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go! Hey, welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, I want to start this off with a quick voicemail. This is Kaya from Virginia.
I have a question for y'all and what you guys think. So I am in the fifth grade, and like all of my friends are watching the show Outer Banks, and I'm like one of the only ones who doesn't watch, so I'd like to hear your opinion about it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call, and we just experienced this here on the show. Fifth grade, though, would be second, eight, nine, 10, 11 years old?
Yeah, man, that's young. Oh,
Eddie, you let your son watch it, and he is?
He's 15, and I was very hesitant to let him watch it, but after the fact, look, it's the same thing. I don't think we should really say, hey, my whole school watches it, so I should watch it too. Like, my son did the exact same thing to me, and I'm thinking, well, if the whole school did it, I guess he should do it too. But I don't know. Now that I've seen it kind of a little bit with him, he say a lot of bad words in it, man.
Parents say, age 12, from commonsensemedia.org. 12, Eddie, and you were struggling with a 15-year-old.
He's still struggling and with it.
I still struggle
kids
with
say
it.
Say 12 as well.
Every time I'd walk by and he was watching it, I'd hear like, beep, 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 beep.
Is a bad word that bad as far as if they don't say it?
Just depends.
I'm just asking
know.
The question.
Just depends. Like, remember when you were 11, you heard a bad word, you're like, oh, dang. Crazy.
Your son's 15.
I just heard bad words my whole life.
Yeah.
And I wasn't struck by them, and I never said them either because they were always around.
I'm going to say no, hold off.
Okay.
11's
Amy,
too young.
What do you think?
I mean, I don't, you can watch it with them and sort of talk with them. I feel like sometimes stuff like that in shows gives me an opportunity to have a conversation with my kids about the words or how we want to talk or how we don't, you know?
But the kid's asking, so not the parent.
Okay. I think you could watch it.
What should she say to her mom?
She could say, hey, I talked to the Bobby Bone Show.
Nice.
And they said, I let my kids watch Outer Banks. My son just started watching The Night Agent. That's real bad. I don't know what to do about that. He got into my Netflix account, which is not ideal. He put in my code and everything, so I think that's more so what he's in trouble for. But bad words are just an opportunity to talk about the bad words. Mm-hmm. Why do we use them? What and how?
The Night Agent says 14. Parents age 14.
I know, but my son's 12.
Yeah, but I mean, you acted like it was like the...
He's 12 going on 7.
Yeah. Like it was HBO, like real...
After Dark.
You know those? Yeah. Okay, good luck. We say tell your parents, we said yes. Right, everybody?
Okay.
Let's go around the room, see what everybody's up to. Except for Eddie. Eddie never says yes.
I don't.
For the record. The next person has his hands full with four kids, and disobeying their mother is something he forbids. It's Eddie, everybody. Let's go.
Guys, I found out something about myself. When I see someone that I know on the road, I get really excited. Like, you know, I saw a coworker the other day, somebody that works in the company, and he was coming out of a grocery store. I made a U-turn just to catch up to him and wave to him.
But why?
I don't know. It's just something about seeing,
funny.
Like, a friend in the wild.
That is funny.
I mean, Eddie did see me on the road one time, and he made me pull over to the side of the road.
Like, even though you see him for hours every day?
Yeah, hours and every day, and it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's Eddie in front of the Walgreens, and he made me pull over. Yeah. What are you doing, man? Oh, my son had a dentist appointment right over here. And I'm like, all right, cool. So you made me pull over that. He's like, yeah, man, see you later.
Could have told me that in the morning.
Yeah, I saw Eddie the other day, and I called him, and then we just talked the rest of the drive.
How cool is that?
Dang, friends in the wild.
Pretty crazy,
Eddie,
man.
Friendlier than they are normally. Yeah. This next person dreams of being an actor one day, and last year he made his so-called debut as an extra in a play. It's Lunchbox, everybody.
I was getting gas the other day, and I saw something I saw for the first time in my life. An ambulance was getting gas at the gas station. And then I had all these thoughts in my head. Did that person just go on a run and their gas light was on and they were like, oh my gosh, are we going to get to this person in the hospital? Like, or do they have to fill up after every time they go pick up a patient? Like, what are the rules for an ambulance? Because if you're like me, I leave it till the gas light gets on. Or can they do that in the ambulance?
Would you do that if the risk was somebody dying in the back of your ambulance?
I don't know the rules.
No, I'm asking. You say you would leave it to the light. I think you'd probably fill up anytime it was below like 3/4 of the tank. Right? You'd probably keep it.
Yeah. But what happens if you get caught in traffic and you have a major... I don't know how...
Well, if you keep it over 3/4 of the tank, even caught in traffic is going to get you through.
You'll be fine.
I would imagine there's a spot that they don't let it get below just in case for situations like that. And also, so listeners know, we know he's saying ambulance. We know it's ambulance, but we just don't address it anymore.
I can't say ambulance.
You can because you've said it before.
No, if I go, I saw an ambulance at the gas station.
Oh, my God.
It's an ambulance.
But he can say ambulance, but not ambulance.
I just said it. If I say it slowly, I can. But if I say it normal, ambulance.
Her favorite artist of all time is George Strait, so it's no coincidence they were born in the same state. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Texas. Okay, so my daughter's been playing softball, and I'm proud of her for not even mentioning quitting, because so far it's like softball 3 this year 0. She's sprained or injured both of her ankle areas. She's all taped up there, and then, you know, we talked about how she got hit in the face with the softball. I'm just like, I don't even know how she's functioning.
Is she complaining about it, or do you just know?
No, I know. And then I went to pick her up the other day, and she's walking down the stairs with all of her stuff, and she fell down the stairs. Oh. And I felt awful because it just is like... But I'm very proud of her, because even though it's taking a toll on her body, she's not giving up. And it's not like she's, you know, just... She's never played before, so she's just there.
Good for her for sticking
in. She gets
thrown
in. Yeah, she'll get put in the last minute or whatever. I don't make it to all the games, you know, but...
Because why would you? She can play every time anyway.
She's like 4 games a week, and some of them are away, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, the away games are tough. I can't fault you for that one. But they're away in the same city, though, right?
Yeah, they're not that far.
Oh, yeah, away games used to be, for me, like, we'd have to drive like an hour and a half.
They're like 10 minutes away?
Yeah.
I can't believe you just flexed an away game.
Oh, boy.
As a reason you didn't. You know what?
It's all right.
You're good.
Okay.
All good here. No parent shame.
Nah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Ray Doobie.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, the Bobby Water at Sonic is his drink. Nerds and water are better than you think. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So if you take your iPhone, and I'm going to tell you, you guys may already know this exists, and I knew it exists too, but I didn't know just how accurate and how useful it is. If you go and you pull down and you get your little bar where you can search for any of the apps on your phone, and you do measure, and you bring up it's basically a tape measure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this screen here, and it puts white dots, and you can push hold, and you can measure anything you want. You don't need a tape measure ever again if you have an iPhone.
Hold on.
And it's extremely accurate.
Wow.
Because what I did, because we had to measure a bunch of stuff that we're switching up at the house, and I measured the first couple things with the tape measure to see how accurate it's. So, and you can walk across the room, and the thing is, as long as you don't take it down, you can leave it, walk to something else, and then come back, and it's still measured over there on your phone.
That's pretty cool.
So use the measure app. You don't even need a tape measure.
Have you tested it with a tape measure?
I said that probably, I don't know, 30 seconds.
And it was just on, like on the dot.
He said it was pretty accurate, yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I think because he's not like focused on moving cameras or anything, I think he needs...
No. You want to know what I was doing, honestly? Showing Lunchbox how to get that app.
He was showing me how to get that app.
I'll accept that.
That's literally what I was doing.
I was going to come to his defense.
I'll accept. No, you
were
not.
You weren't going to say anything.
You did not come to his defense.
Hold on.
There was all this time to say anything.
No, hold on. I wasn't going to interrupt you. You were in the middle of a sentence.
I wasn't. And when does that ever stop you? You were not coming to his defense. That's bullcrap.
That's messed
Eddie,
up, man.
Eddie, I had your back, dude.
No, you didn't.
There was no back. Anyway, it's called the Measure app. It's time to open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I bought Luke Combs' concert tickets for me and my husband the day they were released last year. The concert is a six-hour drive from my house to get to the venue. My three-year-old son will have his first ever flag football game Sunday morning after the concert. Now, I've been looking for this concert for months. Such anticipation, but I feel major mom guilt for possibly missing my son's first sporting event. We arranged for my parents to babysit, so the day that we're going to go to the show, they'll be there. Our son will be well cared for. Do we skip the concert so we don't risk not making it back in time? Do we try to do both? Do we go to the show and then not get back for the football game? Luke Combs won't have any other shows close to us after this. Please help. Signed, a conflicted mom. Amy?
Okay, so I think you try to go to the concert and then you really try to make it back to the game. And if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. But I feel as though your parents are there. He is in good hands. This is something y'all been looking forward to, and y'all need these kind of nights as a couple so that you can show up as the kind of parents you want to be.
Can a three-year-old remember anything?
I don't.
No,
I don't
really.
So.
No way.
Would a three-year-old even know he's missing a game?
No.
Ooh, probably not. At the moment, yes. But after that, no.
But I'm saying he wakes up on Saturday. The grandparents are there. They just give him breakfast, and they have a good little day planned for him. You guys get back in the afternoon. You miss the game. So does he. He may never know.
That's a good point. My four-year-old, like, we have to tell him, hey, we have a baseball game today. And he'd be like, oh, cool. If we would have never told him, he wouldn't know.
Good point. So you're actually not going to miss his first game if he doesn't play in his first game.
There
you
go.
Be there for his first game. That's what I say, dude. Amy has a point. You should go to this. And if he's not really looking forward to it because he doesn't understand what it is, he's not missing anything. And you're not missing a game if he doesn't play. So I say you go to the show, and then you just get back in the evening the next day, and you play his game the next week.
Sure.
He goes to the game. Eddie, what do you think?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's going to be a lot of games. I mean, I have no problem missing the game. And like Amy said, you need to have this time. This is a special moment for you guys. He's not going to remember this game. And it's one game. The grandparents are going to take him. He's going to play it. And he's going to have thousands of other games after this.
So you think he should still go play the game?
Go play the game with the grandparents. Don't worry about missing it.
Okay. And if there is some crazy guilt that you are missing his first game, then don't let him play his first game until you get there.
There you go.
What if he goes to practice and they're like, where were you at? He's like, what? There was a game.
Do three-year-olds have practice?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
They do, unfortunately.
What do you think they just show up to play?
I don't know. I see a bunch of kids running in the field near my house at like what they call soccer practice sometimes.
Yeah.
It just looks like they released a bunch of cats.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're just running in all different directions. Well, the consensus is go to the concert, right, everybody?
Yes.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time and trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping, or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Raymundo, who you wanted to go watch?
The Wolf of Wall Street guy. His name's Jordan Belfort.
And so he's going to be speaking. You have to buy tickets or no?
Yeah, so tickets are $200. That's why I wanted to ask you guys.
Whoa.
It's a conference. It's supposed to be motivational. People better themselves. But he's at a hotel. It's in like a month. And you have to pay. It's a four-hour show or something.
Do they sell you a timeshare to something too?
No.
That's what it feels like, a four-hour at a hotel.
Yeah.
I believe other people are speaking, but you're going to get glimpses of him. And he was the dude that basically dominated Wall Street.
But didn't he screw up real bad?
He went to jail, didn't he?
I think that's what the movie's about.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they had to make a bunch of laws because of him.
Right. What's his motivation? Like, why would you go watch him? For entertainment or to actually?
Well, I believe his IQ is really high, and that's how he was able to do that. He's great at stocks. You're going to learn how to beat the market.
Does he still beat the market?
I'm guessing if he's talking at conferences, he knows what he's talking
about.
Or
he's just famous. I don't know. But $200 seems a little steep.
Yeah, but I mean, is it going to be life-changing? So that's why I was curious. Do you think motivational speakers are that big of a deal?
I think there are things that you can take from motivational speakers, for sure. He's not going to come to your house, although I don't know I want him to specifically. Sometimes I see him on TikTok. I don't know. He just doesn't look like he's killing it.
I don't know what he's doing now.
He's doing these things for $200 a ticket.
Right. So he is killing it.
He's making a lot of money.
Ray, but don't you think he's making money because of the movie more so than what he's doing now?
And I don't know how much he got from that movie. I feel like they just used his story, and I believe there's been stuff in the news where he didn't get really paid that much for it.
Well, he wrote a book, and the book was turned into the movie, and it's been published in 40 countries and 18 languages.
So he's probably still crushing it financially then. And he did tell the story, but I don't know that I'd pay $200 to go watch him.
Well, his net worth is estimated at $100 million, so I think he's doing okay.
And why is he charging $200 a ticket?
Yeah, make more of that.
What's another $100 million? Yeah. Do you get to meet him for $200?
No. It's a huge conference hall. I looked at it
in a hotel.
Yeah, there's 300-400 people that are going to be there. It's not just me and him.
But is that huge?
Well, I'm saying it's not a meet and greet type thing. If somebody came in our studio, they would meet everybody.
Would you pay $200 to go watch The Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
Oh, if he's got stock tips and we're in the stock market together, me, you, and Amy, this could be a good
investment.
We
have $90 total invested. I'm not going to pay $200 to go to see how we spend our $90.
That makes no sense. Yeah.
But then we turn that 90 into 100 million like this guy did.
Okay. It says the main subject matter of his seminars is what he calls the straight line system, a system of sales advice.
Yeah!
You don't do sales, bruh.
But it's all to do with, yes, I do. I sell stuff.
What do you sell?
T-shirts when Ram Bay Designs.
Oh, cameos.
Cameos.
Yeah.
You sell yeah. them, though, because people know you from the show.
Correct. Yeah. But if he tells you anything about sales that can improve your 1%, it's worth it.
I don't know that 1% of your earnings for those T-shirts make $200.
True.
So I don't think the math checks out on that claim. Finish reading your deal here. He teaches you sales.
Yeah, and some reviewers have reacted negatively to the content of his speeches, specifically when he recounts stories from the 90s.
So it feels like it's a dated.
Because he's been out of the game for a little bit, right?
Right, who would you take with you that would pay $200 as well?
Well, I was going to go with my wife, and we were going to take notes, and then maybe you do learn stuff about we're not into the stock market. We're not really into 401k yet, so maybe you learn stuff like that.
Not really the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He once owned a yacht that sank.
Did you not watch the movie?
Yeah, watch the movie. Oh, that'll blow your mind.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but
right.
I don't know how much I really believe.
Oh.
From the movie?
Well, I believe 100%.
You guys act like it's a documentary.
I believed all of it.
Wow. Yep. I need to watch it again.
$200, a little steep for me.
And that's okay. $200 for you and then $200 for Bay. That's $400 in.
Ooh. Hey, there's some money tips right there. Adding.
$200 plus $200.
$400. Is there a meet and greet option? Could you pay more to meet him?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do you know how much that costs?
I can look it up.
Okay.
What are you laughing at now?
Just on his Wikipedia, you scroll down, there's all the different categories, and it's like, see also white collar crime. Click here.
Oh, you went to jail, dude.
$25 is what I'd pay to go watch that with 400 people. What would you pay?
Free. You got to pay me to get there. I don't care. 0%.
Lunchbox?
$50.
Amy?
I'm not, none.
Yeah.
None, not going.
Right, I wouldn't go.
And I always feel like people leave your show all motivated. Who's to say that I wouldn't be totally motivated for months after this?
Here's what's crazy.
Okay, please go.
I know where he's going to see him. He's going to see Sam Hunt, and the next day he's going to see Belfort in Vegas.
Oh, is it in Vegas?
He may have it there. There's one here.
Oh, come on, he may. Is that where you're
going? No, he's touring. He has, I believe, 7 shows across the country, and one of them's here in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to Vegas. I just see Vegas on the thing.
I would not go for $200.
Okay.
You trying to get a scholarship from us to pay for it?
No, I was just curious.
Anybody want to chip in for a scholarship to watch Jordan Belfort?
Okay. His website
says... I'll do $10.
He's an investment guru, world's number one sales trainer, and an entrepreneur.
I want to see the people
expert.
He beat. There's no such thing as... It's like on Elf. World's greatest cup of coffee?
Yeah. You did it!
Or no... That's just the same thing as that right there. Ray, I'm going to say pass on this. It's not going to be worth $200.
Gotcha.
All right.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's a 93-year-old grandmother that's on TikTok. I see her posts all the time, and it just makes me smile. She has 8.7 million followers.
Dang.
And she posted a video recently of herself getting ready for her first date in like 25 years. And she gives all kinds of advice. And she said that posting makes her feel younger. And like all of her followers are her grandchildren. And she's like the grandma to them that maybe they don't have or they never had.
You know, I'm curious to hear her dating advice. Well, Sonny, put your girdle on. Put double girdles if you really like them because it'll...
Go to the drive-in.
Yeah, she goes, you can't laugh every time your date tells a joke. They'll feel too funny.
Oh, wow.
I'm reading some of these now. But there she is.
Yeah, if there's an ex you're trying to get rid of, she says, just answer the phone and start meowing.
You know, some of them... She has like 8 million views on these videos.
That's crazy.
And she also holds the phone up into the mirror like the Kardashians do. She's got this unlocked completely. Oh, and there she's in a thong.
She'll
what?
Do
no, I'm just kidding. She's not. I'm kidding.
She'll do outfit try-ons too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Granny, we have 10.5 million views on this one. 11? She's crushing it over here.
Her name's Lillian Droniak, and it's grandma _ Droniak.
There you go. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's do questions for the room. Everybody has one. Ask it. Eddie, you're first.
Okay, so last week we had Lainey Wilson on the show, and I kind of messed with her a little bit because about a year ago, we did a Ram truck shoot together. We were in it, the video together, and then she went on to do a Ram truck commercial with her song in there. They gave her a new truck and gave me nothing. So we just messed with her, right? Just joked with her.
Yeah, but she's famous.
Yeah, I get it. But on the way out, she goes, hey, Eddie, I'm going to work on getting you that truck. Hey, is she serious? First off, did you guys hear that? And second, was she serious?
First off, did they use her song in a real truck commercial, though?
Yeah.
Not the one you did with her, which wasn't a real TV commercial.
No.
I think they used, I got a heart like a truck. and like a national truck commercial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But my point was that they would have never even known Lainey if it wasn't for our video.
Yes, they would have, because they asked Lainey and I to do it, and I couldn't get there.
You serious?
Yes. And so I said, I said, use Eddie. And then you went, and they knew Lainey already. So that's not accurate. Now,
you know, I could have gone my whole life without knowing that.
But you're asking questions here.
No. Yeah, truth hurts, man.
You want to know if she was being serious, which as she walked out of the room, she said,
Eddie, I'm going to work on getting you that truck.
So you want to know if you should hold her to it?
Is she serious? Well, I mean, I'm not going to like hit her up on DMs and be like, hey, Lainey, that truck, just reminding you. But do you think she was serious?
No, I think she was absolutely kidding.
Oh.
And she was walking out. She's like, Natty, I'm working on getting that truck. Like, dang, a joke. It. That's what I think. Oh. Amy?
No, I think she was just playing around. Like, she's really sweet like that, but I don't think she's going to call Ram and be like, hey, can you get...
Listen, Lainey, can I get Ram on the phone? Can I get the president of Ram?
Yeah.
My friend Eddie.
Dang, dang.
Yeah, I don't think so. Lunchbox?
I took it as serious. I was a little bit jealous when she walked out and said it. I was like, dang, Eddie's about to get him a new truck.
So you heard it?
So I heard it, and so I think you should send her a DM in like a couple weeks and be like, hey, is there any update on the truck? Absolutely.
That is that's cringe. That makes me cringe thinking about you doing that.
Talking about it right now makes me cringe.
All right, next up, question for the room. Lunchbox.
I just want to know if you guys have tried anything new lately, because this past weekend, the women's college basketball, for the first time ever, I watched women's college basketball, and I was like, man, this is something new I have never done. And so I was like, man, anybody else do anything new?
Amy, have you tried anything new?
I've started, no, I don't even want to say, y'all are making fun of me.
Yeah, we will.
That's why we ask the questions.
Yeah.
Okay. I started a meditation challenge.
Oh, I don't think that's weird.
That's cool.
Cool. Okay, that's awesome. I started a challenge, and I have a calendar, and every time you complete one, you get to check a box.
Great.
And
what's the challenge? How many days you can do? It's
21 days long.
Okay, but I think
so. Your
meditation is used in a lot of different ways. Sometimes it's just to calm your mind of all the outside influences. It's not always like you see on TV where people are wrapped up in a sheet.
Like a woo-woo.
Yeah. I think I have friends that are high up in business who use meditation in order just to not have their brain going 72 different ways for 24 hours. And it's just a calming, it's not relaxing. I don't want to say relaxing, but to them, they're able to regather to be more focused.
Yeah, reset, I think.
Which version are you doing, the woo-woo or focus?
I'm doing, I wouldn't consider it woo-woo. It's more, some of them are relaxing to me, but some of them also reset me so I can show up as a better parent, show up and hear better.
Why do you think we make fun of that?
I mean, I kind of...
You have outfit you wear for it?
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting so into it that I listened to a meditation when I was driving into work today.
Well, don't do it while you're driving.
No, Amy.
Oh, watch the cars.
Okay, you're challenging.
No, you need to focus on the...
I know.
Oh, my God.
You can't drive that well.
The ones I'm doing at home, my eyes are closed, but I decided, why not listen to this while I'm driving in and set myself up for a more positive day?
Eddie, try anything new?
Yeah, ginger ale. Like, somebody came over, and they were making a drink, and I've never had ginger ale in my life. And I'm like, let me try that. It's not bad.
There's a sugar-free ginger ale that's really good. I don't drink a lot of it, but if you're going to get into ginger ale, I would suggest that.
I'm not getting into ginger
ale. Because I had a whole ginger ale time in my life where I was really into it.
Really?
Yeah, I was really into it. Okay. We got our new thing. Morgan, you have anything?
Yeah, I do. A new thing? I shaved my face.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I shaved my face.
Oh, you do look good.
What shaving cream are you using? I give you some good, like, Barbasol's good.
You can just use your face wash.
That is so disgusting.
It does feel weird.
It makes you want to vomit.
Really, it's just a tiny little razor, right?
Yeah, it's really tiny, and it feels like you just have this, like, blade on your face. It's
a
weird.
Tinkle.
Mine is AI chat bot. So watch this.
Oh, boy.
You can ask it anything.
Oh, my.
You can ask it to do anything. I'm going to say, write a song. Give me something to write a song about.
Coffee.
Verse 1. In the morning when I wake, I need a little something to keep me awake. Something strong and something bold. Something that will warm my soul. Chorus. Oh, coffee. You're my morning delight. You keep me going when I need to fight. With your rich aroma and your bold taste, you help me conquer the day with grace. Verse 2. From a latte to a...
So you can become a songwriter by just typing it in that thing.
Basically. You're going to hear a lot of songs where I sing like this. Hello, everybody. I just want to say. All right, next question. Let's go over to Morgan number 2. Morgan, go.
What is something that you keep wanting to smell despite the fact it doesn't smell particularly good?
Oh, gasoline's easy for me. I would answer that. I love huffing some gas. That's a pretty good one. You?
My dog. She doesn't always smell the best, but I just, sometimes I sniff her paws.
Yeah, paws are Frito-y, but my dog sometimes just smells like a butt. Like they've been out running and sweating all day. Lunchbox?
My socks. Whenever I take off my socks every night, I'd give them a big whiff, no matter what. Even in my shin guards before a soccer game, I smell them. They stink just the same.
Sharpies. I have them. I live with them all the time. Does that count?
But doesn't that give you like a little buzz?
Yeah. I think all three do, actually. I was thinking about it. Morgan, what's yours?
Mine's like yours. It's nail polish. I like the strong smell of it.
Glue. I like glue. Oh.
Dang, dude. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Who hasn't done theirs? I haven't done mine.
I haven't done mine. Okay, okay, so is there anybody in this room that will admit to even 1% believing that the earth could maybe be flat?
No, and I have a friend that won't stop talking about it. And every time I've talked to her about it, I've said, well, what about this? She's like, oh, I didn't really know that. Like, she's like, what about emergency flight paths? And I'm like, okay, well, I'm glad you asked this. I've researched this. The earth is not flat. I'm not a flat earther. Flat earthers need to have their head checked. I've seen really famous flat earthers get disproven, recorded live, and it's hilarious.
That's cool.
Yes. So, no, I'm very anti.
You're not, but anybody else?
No, the world is round.
It's round. I mean, I see a globe.
Yeah, the globe doesn't actually mean that, though.
But when you look at the horizon, it's rounded.
I know, but if you could go all the way around the country, which sometimes boats, and you could leave out to the right and enter back on the left, that to me kind of lets you know.
It's round.
It ain't flat.
Right.
Yeah, I've never really even thought about it that much. I've just been told it's round, so it's round.
There are theories. I maybe believe in the hollow earth theory. That's where aliens come from, up the water.
Okay.
Yes.
I went all of a sudden like, you know, Bobby's pretty... He has a good thought, rational, and I'm like, whoa, hollow earth, though. Okay, and then finally, I'll ask mine, where's somewhere that you've been that you actually, like a place you've been that you never want to go back? A place that you've been and you're like, you know what, I'm good, I never have to go back there. I can lead to give you guys a little time. I would say Starkville, Mississippi, football stadium. They ring the cowbells all game long. Arkansas, Mississippi State, they ring the cowbell. That you leave and you're just like, I can hear nothing but cowbells. And I don't mind the people there. I don't even mind the town. I like Starkville. I hate that football stadium because they ring the cowbells the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Never want to go back there if I don't have to. Yeah.
No, Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, yes. Where's somewhere you've been you never want to go back? Eddie?
Yeah, this is tough. It's Las Vegas, but it's just the paradise city.
What in the
like,
world?
You know what I mean? Like,
crazy.
Where all the casinos are. Yeah. I like the city Vegas, but where all the strip, I can never go back and I'm happy.
Lunchbox?
Easy. The Diamond Mine in Arkansas and that hotel that Scuba Steve booked me in.
That's a good one.
I mean, goodness, it was the nastiest place I've ever been in my life. And I stayed at nasty hotels as a kid. This was by far the grossest place I've ever walked into.
Morgan?
Mine would be Philadelphia. I went there and
I liked it.
Let me tell you why. I went and I spent a day there and I was like, okay, I've seen everything I need to see. I don't need to come back.
I love Philadelphia. I've only been a few times, but I liked it.
I've never been.
Cool.
There's a lot of history. You'll see a 7-Eleven in like three more steps. You're like, this is where Benjamin Franklin lived, right beside it. Crazy. Amy?
That's funny.
I mean, I like a lot of places I've been, but I guess I probably won't go back to Mexico.
In just period?
That's safe. Yeah. Good for you.
I'm good.
About that.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's another edition of Questions for the Room. Do I feel like we've known each other? We've gotten to know each other a little bit better?
Because of the questions?
Yeah, in general. Yeah. Okay, there you go. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com
or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
She calls herself a teacher's pet. She does. Back in the day, she was a teacher's pet. A former teacher's pet who got engaged to her favorite high school teacher over a decade later says that they are targeted by trolls who disapprove of their relationship. Ages 31, this is a young one, and 56. Now, if to me, it would have been like a 17-year-old and a young teacher who's like 22 or 23, and then later in life, they met and they had a lot of similar likes, sensibilities. But 56 and 31, and they used to be your teacher, that to me, all the ingredients there feels a little weird. Not illegal. Run, play as you want. It's America. But it feels a little weird.
Yeah, I just wonder if, like, even with the age and the years that have passed, if there's still some weird, like, power
there
dynamic.
There has to be. It's a teacher.
Power dynamic because they were in charge?
100%. When I see, like, assistant football coaches from my junior high team. Yes, sir. Still to this day.
Oh, my gosh. That's so weird.
So, the teacher taught the science class for the girl when she was 13 years old and pretty much all the way through. We didn't have any relationship besides being a good teacher. And then I reached out on Facebook 16 years later. They kept a friendship, and then ultimately they realized it was romantic. And I'm all for it. It ain't hurting anybody. And weird doesn't mean wrong or illegal, but it does feel a little weird, right?
Yes.
100%. Yeah,
well, am I the only one that answered that?
No, 100%. Here's the thing.
Just me and you.
Anytime it's teacher-student, it's weird.
Huh.
But
I felt that unless it's like the last year of senior year, this new teacher comes in and it's an old senior and a 22, 23-year-old that decides 5 years later to get together. At least that makes sense. There wasn't a lot of time for a power dynamic to exist and the age is somewhat similar, especially as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
But other than the fact that she was a teacher for like 5, 6 years.
And like you knew them as a child.
That's weird.
No, I don't think that's the case.
How
young?
13. I just said 13. Oh, 13.
Yeah, that's a child.
Whoa.
That's a kid. Child seems a little rough. A kid.
Oh, man. I don't know, dude. I'm thinking long and hard about this, but I just don't think it's good.
Is it creepy? Let's just say
100%
that.
Creepy. Yeah.
Creepy, yes.
Yes.
Uncomfortable, not creepy. It's uncomfortable. I don't think it's creepy.
I would agree with that. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel uncomfortable, but I don't think it's creepy because you don't have anybody doing something they don't want seen by the rest of the world. And most creeps don't want to be seen as a creep.
Okay, that's true.
And she waited to slide into the DMs till like a decade later or whatever.
And it was the younger one sliding into the DMs too.
Yes, the one
too,
the teacher.
Which, that makes it a little less, you know, keeps it from full creep.
Okay, but if you were the teacher and you got the DM, I think automatically be like, whoa.
Or would you be like, whoa.
No.
Yeah.
Would you click on her pictures and be like, what'd she look like?
No.
Yeah.
You would?
Probably. Just catch up on old times. Be like, oh, let's see the student. So what are we doing here? What are we at? What's the word we're going to assign to this? I don't think creepy is the word.
So what did Lunchbox say? Uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable.
Okay, uncomfortable works. Weird.
Cringy?
Cringe.
I don't cringe.
You don't cringe at this one?
Because it's not awkward.
It's a little awkward.
Could you? Okay, here's a question. Could you have them in your friends circle? Like, could you hang out with them without feeling like, this is just strange?
On Friends, Phoebe's brother ends up marrying his teacher.
She's older.
I mean, it's almost this situation, but he did it out of high school. And they hung out with those friends, so I have to be real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with weird, because weird doesn't mean wrong. It doesn't mean illegal. It does make me a little uncomfortable, though.
Oh, how about odd?
Odd's good. I think we sell an odd.
Odd? Okay. Odd, and I wouldn't do it.
You've never been put in that position.
I don't want to be in that position.
You've never been 56 and single and then have a 20-year younger student.
One of my old students?
Okay,
I'm good.
How would y'all feel about this?
Go ahead.
So you're a dad, you have a daughter, and your daughter has a best friend. You've seen them grow up.
Oh, no. Same thing.
No, no. Your wife dies, but then everybody's grown up, right? Your daughter's best friend is grown up.
But how grown?
And you're a football coach.
And this is some movie?
She calls you coach all her life. Coach, coach. She loves football. Coach, even as adults. But your wife has passed on.
Yeah.
Can you start dating your daughter's best friend? And the whole time y'all are dating, she still calls you coach.
No, the coach thing has to stop. Because there was never a teacher-student relationship.
But it's your daughter's best friend. You saw her in diapers.
I'm good.
I don't think they're probably best friends in diapers.
Yeah. They've been best friends their whole life.
We just threw that in there. Diapers.
I said they grew up best friends. Coach.
How hot is she?
Bones, stop it.
Pretty
Walk
hot.
Away.
No. How hot is she?
She's according to the book I read, she's hot.
Yeah. I'm in.
You're okay with that?
Crazy. I probably already know the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're already good. Like, they already got your approval.
I miss my wife, and I think she'd want me to be with someone I was comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but your daughter's probably going to be mad at you.
Oh, well, you didn't say that.
She might. I mean, what did you expect?
Maybe she loves it. Maybe she's like, all my favorite things are together now.
I don't think any daughter or son would be.
Yeah, that'd be tough. I'll be honest with you. That'd be tough.
Yeah.
That'd be tough. Okay, so we feel that it's right, the teachers, but it's not.
It's odd is what
it's
we
odd.
Say.
We're odd. Odd. We settle on odd. There you go. Here are your top three songs in country music this week. At number three, Parker McCollum, Handle On You. Tennessee and Kentucky. To Bailey Zimmerman, Rock and a Hard Place. All this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. And your number one song is Lainey Wilson, Heart Like a Truck. I got a heart like a truck. Congrats to Lainey. Number one alternative song is Linkin Park, Lost. Cause when I'm alone, I'm lost in these memories. So that lead singer is not alive anymore.
Yeah.
It's like an old song that's been brought back out.
I like it when they do that.
Yeah, I wish somebody had to die, though, to do it.
Well, you know? No, I get it, but if that's the case, that's the best case scenario. It's like when they bring John Lennon back. Oh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
It makes me sad sometimes, because I think, Chester's not alive anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of tragic.
But we still have him.
Since you like it, though, it's all good.
It evens it out.
You know? That's what's up. Those are your big songs this week. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe.
It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Three North Carolina senators have introduced a bill that would eliminate participation trophies for children.
Yeah, like in general?
I'm just not a big participation trophy guy. However, you know what I want to say to these three senators? Mm-hmm. You should quit being a state senator.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest thing. Stop wasting your time doing things so it makes the news so you get any sort of like click. Because yeah, we all agree with that, but we don't need you spending time doing that. We need you trying to fix things that are actually broken. Who are the senators?
Oh,
I don't even care there. Vote them out.
Well, Timothy Moffitt, Eddie Settle, and Bobby Hoenig.
It's like show.
Oh, what on earth?
It's like Amy's maiden name, Eddie's and my all. It's like bizarro version of this show.
Oh, that's crazy.
What the heck?
Did you notice that?
I noticed the Moffat and the Eddie, but I just put the Bobby together.
That's crazy, dude.
It's like the idiot versions of us, our state senators in North Carolina.
They say that awards provided in connection with any activity, if any, shall be based on performance achievements.
Okay. But yeah, and I agree for the most part, but it's okay to have some participation trophies with young, young kids.
Yes, the little ones.
Yeah.
And they can't control private sports, but this is obviously any type of sports that are operated under local government.
I don't know what they are, Democrats, Republicans. I don't care.
I mean,
use your time a little more wisely than this.
Right.
I'm sure you could be writing up some bill that affects people who have food insecurity. I could just go down 11 things that we need to fix right now. But dear God, if we give a young kid a ribbon.
Oh, boy.
Really? This is what irritates me about politics.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
They only did that so they would make the news and be like, oh, look what we did.
Oh, I was
Bobby, Eddie, and Amy?
Something from their childhood or something.
Okay, well, what else?
Culver's, which is where Bobby and I met, it'll always have a special place in my heart, is testing out a new bacon cheeseburger that comes with peanut butter and jelly on it. It's called the PBB&J burger.
I hate peanut butter so much that I'm not into this because I wouldn't be if it were just peanut butter and jelly. But to people who love peanut butter, does this sound good to you, Eddie?
Yeah, I'll try it.
It doesn't sound disgusting.
No, I mean, it sounds like it'll work in a weird way.
And I'm sure they've done this with focus groups and it did work.
Yeah.
Well, so.
But jelly. Let me just take that peanut off.
Okay.
Even just the jelly sounds gross. If it's a cheeseburger with jelly.
Okay. But back in 2021, Sonic put out bacon jam cheeseburger. Didn't have the peanut butter,
hey,
but
love
it had
that
the jam.
One, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sonic. But that was jam, not jelly.
Go ahead.
But it was a hit. Like, and if I get a chicken biscuit for breakfast from Chick-fil-A, I put jelly on it. It's
but that's
of,
chicken.
But it's a fried chicken salty biscuit.
And also they give it in the morning, so it just feels like breakfast.
It's normal.
Yes, it just also depends what hour you eat it. It doesn't sound good to me, but I never gave it a chance because of the peanut butter anyway, but that's interesting. All right,
I'll try it. So Keith Urban, a little bit ago, he put up a post about standing or sitting in concerts, and someone went through and started looking at all the different comments because it's become like this huge debate.
What was
and
the question, though, exactly?
He just posted a photo from a venue that he was playing at where it said guests are encouraged to stand during the performance.
Great.
And then
everybody
caused,
can stand.
Right. But then the comments are like, whoa, standing at concerts, I buy a seat because I want a seat. I want to sit down. And then standing blocks
well,
other people.
But you can sit down if you don't want to. You know, you sit, feel like it's hurt, but people are going to be standing up in front of you. It's just read the room type event. If it's a loud concert with a lot of energy, people are going to stand up and you can't get upset. If it's Nora Jones, if it's a piano, if it's Brett Eldridge Christmas.
Ooh.
Everybody's sitting down, so if you're the one standing up, people can be like, what are you doing? He's singing Oh Holy Night. There's no reason to wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. So it's a very much read the room situation. Same thing with ball games. Like, there are times where we're at a basketball game, and basketball is different than football. If I'm at a basketball game and I'm up the whole time, but there've been like a family of older ladies behind me, and I realize they can't stand and sit as much as I am. So I'm like, ooh, I'm so sorry. I'm only going to stand when everybody else stands. Life is about nuance, and this is a nuanced situation. Not black and white, just a little bit of color in there, you know? That's okay. So I side with whatever people weren't saying on Twitter.
Well, so
doesn't even matter. People on Twitter are just idiots.
Okay, basically, venue signs should say, guests are encouraged to read the room.
No, just it should say, don't be an idiot. And those three Carolina congressmen are not allowed in either.
Bobby, Amy, and Eddie.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Patrick Carroll lives down in Tampa, and his main job is investing in real estate. You know, don't give me that piece of land. I'm going to buy that building. I'm going to buy that house. And last fall, he's like, I need to give back. You know what kids need, what inspires kids is shoes. I'm going to give $1 million worth of shoes to kids in need. So he just dropped off $100,000 worth of shoes at the Boys and Girls Club in Atlanta. And that brings his total up in the last 6 months to $300,000 worth of shoes given away to kids.
Dang. With the goal of $1 million.
With a goal of $1 million, he said, to be here, I want kids to have shoes because it's incredible to see the looks on these kids' faces when they put them on and they know a pair of shoes can lead you anywhere.
That's awesome. What's his name?
Like Patrick Carroll.
Who may be listening. He lives in Tampa.
Yeah, I know. So next time I'm in Tampa, I'm going to look him up. Maybe he'll go to lunch.
Maybe give you a pair of shoes?
Exactly.
Nice pair of shoes?
I'm going to wear my old ratty shoes and be like, hey, man.
Hey, man. You put your feet on the table. I don't know.
What's going on, Patrick?
I really can't afford the steak. And you wave your shoes in front of him. Yeah, I felt that.
Yeah. I wonder if he'd give me some Jordans. That'd be bad.
What?
That'd be awesome, man. I never had a pair of Jordans.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
That's just saying. Hey, Patrick, if I'm in Tampa, you want to go to lunch?
You could have taken the Jordans from our storage unit.
Yeah, but we need to make money.
But I don't have any of that money still.
Oh, yeah. My Venmo didn't go through?
It didn't. It must have broken.
There must have been an error. Venmo must have been down.
Oh, no. Okay, anyway, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.